Hello, everyone, and welcome to the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutchman. I am your host, and this is my ride to work on January 10th, 2019. How about that? I got the day and the year right for the first time in this this busy already year. So, man, yesterday was insane. I was up. We recorded a new episode of Engage Your Family Gaming Podcast where we talked about our board games of the year. Myself and Linda, our board gaming editor, and our new co-host, Amanda Farrow from superparent.com. And it was a wild ride. But it was late, and I'm barely put together. And it's Thursday, and the Patriots play this weekend. It's crazy, but we have a topic to talk about today. I want to talk about Nintendo, but not in a way that I've talked about before. I want to talk about how perplexed I am that, with the exception of Mario Tennis, they really have just not gone as all in on their sports titles as I would think that they should, because in general they are well received, and the Switch is a multiplayer console. Like, legitimately, it is a multiplayer console. That's what it is built for. So multiplayer games in the Mario universe, like with the sports games, it feels like that would be perfect. When we think about Mario sports titles, right? Like the first question, you know, do you count Mario Kart as one of those or not? That's irrelevant. Mario Kart is a fixture in the Nintendo universe, and obviously that doesn't need to get quote unquote brought back. Although I would sure love a new sequel for that game, but I'm sure that's inevitable. But Mario Tennis is one that, you know, pops up, and obviously Mario Tennis Aces is still getting DLC as we speak, and will probably continue to do so. And then there's also Mario Golf, which has seen some life on the portable systems. There was an entry in that franchise on the 3DS, but there are some other Mario games that really, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me why they haven't brought them back, because they were on the Wii. And it really, you know, I understand why they didn't want to make them on the Wii U, because that was kind of a disaster. But it really feels like, you know, they would be great games to bring forward. The biggest one to me that feels like a missed opportunity is Super Mario Strikers, which is Super Mario Soccer. More or less, it's themed soccer. All the different players have different kind of super moves, and you're playing arcade-style soccer. It's by no means a simulation, but you're playing arcade-style soccer with Mario characters and using goofy super moves. It really feels to me like this would be a great party game. Two players, maybe four players. It feels like it would be a great opportunity to do some cool stuff. Soccer is huge around the world, like huge. And anyone who doubts that isn't paying attention, right? And I don't think anybody really thinks that anymore, but soccer is one of the biggest sports, if not the biggest sport in the world. So making a soccer game, I can't imagine that would, not have international appeal, which is that's obviously a big deal. There was just a report the other day, I think it was this morning, actually, that they just confirmed that they sold 2 million Switches in France. Like, that's one country, a relatively small one, compared to the rest of the world. That's a pretty significant penetration rate, right? Like, they're in there, and here we have, you know, the opportunity. I mean, that is a popular sport there, and throughout the EU. So that's the first game that makes no damn sense to me why it's not a thing. So that's Super Mario Strikers. The formula just feels easy. They have tons of Nintendo characters. We've seen a lot of their personalities being shown off in Mario Tennis Aces. I think it makes total sense to just take those characters from Mario Tennis Aces, that expanded roster, and that personality, and just move it over and take that same flavor and sprinkle it over a soccer game. And I would love it. I mean, one of my the quirkiest games that I ever played in my life was a Mega Man soccer game. And that was all about, like, kind of, you know, if you defeat the other team, you got to take one of their robots and put them on your like actually put them on your team. Having something like that in Mario Tennis, or rather Mario Strikers, just feels like a super good idea. The next one, and this is another one that I really don't understand why it's not being done, is Super Mario Sluggers. They had a baseball game. Now, admittedly, somewhat bare bones. It was on the Wii, based on motion controls. And it wasn't as well received, and it's not as well regarded as Strikers is. And part of that is because it was like kind of a step above Wii Baseball. It wasn't as deep as most baseball games are, but there's really nothing saying they couldn't fix that. I really do enjoy a good arcade baseball game, and I think the popularity of Super Mega Baseball should definitely tell people that there is an opening in the market for a Super Mario style, like, arcade baseball game. I mean, people really enjoy it. And again, that Mario cast of characters, they fit in just take the flavor that we got from Mario Tennis, just sprinkle it over a baseball game. And I mean, you hear it in my voice, right? Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me that it hasn't happened yet. I'm sure that there are reasons, but it just feels like bringing back some of these sports titles would just be a great idea. Let's talk about golf. Golf did great on the 3DS. It was well regarded. It was well received. Some of the social aspects of that game did great, and that was on the 3DS. Now we have a full-on real quote-unquote console with online capabilities. They can do some great stuff. I mean, use Everybody's Golf as an example. Everybody's Golf had some really innovative and interesting features, most notably the ability to just, like, run around a big open map and just decide to play golf kind of wherever you were. That's awesome, and that sounds like something that would be perfect in the Mushroom Kingdom, right? You know, just run around these big expansive levels and just start playing. That sounds great to me. And Nintendo has plenty of places in the Mario universe where they could do that. Like, for example, Peach's Castle from Mario 64. That would be a great place to make, like, you know, a mini golf course that you could just kind of walk around and pick up and play. So that's Mario Golf, which is, you know, kind of the third one. After that thing, we run into sports that they really haven't done a lot of. They put out a 3DS game that was like a bunch of different sports games, and it feels to me like those were kind of half-formed games that they really couldn't put all their energy behind, so they just kind of combined them and made them a 3DS game. I see no reason why basketball and hockey could not find their own game, find their own footing. Arcade basketball. NBA Playgrounds by 2K is a tremendously successful game. People really enjoy it. Admittedly, the roster for a Super Mario basketball game would be smaller, because, you know, obviously there are fewer Super Mario characters than there are players in the NBA, but that's okay. There still are enough characters to make a 2-on-2 or a 3-on-3 basketball game interesting. And they also have plenty of characters that they could reach into. They don't necessarily need to make it a Mario basketball. They could make it a Nintendo basketball game, at which point then they could involve all the characters that are involved in Mario Kart or Smash, you know, and even Smash. I could absolutely picture Link in basketball shorts, you know, throwing up layups and, you know, passing the ball from half court, you know, doing all sorts of stuff. That sounds like a perfectly viable way to extend the rosters to some of these games. I'm honestly surprised that Link hasn't been added to Mario Tennis yet. I mean, it just seems like that's a missed opportunity. So, I absolutely, you know, they have not made a full basketball game, but I think a Nintendo basketball game would be amazing. And we know what an arcade basketball game looks like. Literally, if you just make NBA Jam with Nintendo flavor, I can't imagine that would not sell a lot. And hockey's another one, right? Like, okay, hockey is a bit of a stretch, but not really. It is fast-paced, it's exciting, and again, the characters and all their flavor would fit perfectly well in a competitive sports game. This game is huge in various places in the world. And man, I know plenty of kids that all play hockey right now. So I would imagine that this would be a cool game to kind of put out and kind of reach that audience. And again, the Nintendo characters, like those Super Mario characters, really are, their flavor really fits well into just about every game. Or every sport, rather. So, I'm sure I missed something. It's interesting that the NFL playoffs are happening, and I didn't mention making, like, a backyard football game. I think that might... I don't know how that one would work. If they decided to, I would buy it day one, no lie. But I definitely think that soccer and baseball and basketball and hockey would make, and golf, any of those five would make a better and more interesting game than football. Maybe I'm wrong, though. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts. So, like, as usual, I'm going to go ahead and throw this into the EFG community, and I would love to hear your thoughts. So, the best way to do that is to go to engagefamilygaming.com/community. Share your thoughts with us, give us your opinions. Tell me what game I missed, or what sport you think would make a better Nintendo sports game, because I'd love to hear what you have to say. All right, so this has been My Ride to Work for January 10th, 2019. I look forward to talking to you soon. We will see you next week. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.